This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Lawyers for Republican-led states and business groups are urging the Supreme Court to block a federal rule designed to limit harmful smog. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports they argue they're suffering serious costs to comply with the environmental rule.
The Good Neighbor Rule is supposed to limit dangerous air pollution that travels across state lines from coal plants and gas pipelines. Environmental advocates say it prevents asthma, lung problems, and early death. But Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia say the rule is a disaster because it only applies to about half the states in the original plan. At the Supreme Court, liberal justices raised doubts about intervening at this early stage in the case. But several conservatives seem critical of the EPA and its analysis on the Good Neighbor Rule. The justices could act at any time on this dispute from their emergency docket. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden seems to be making the most of a campaign swing through California. After earlier announcing a student debt relief initiative, the president flew on to San Francisco for a private fundraiser, where he was greeted by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Biden, in a reference to climate change, said, quote, "We have a crazy SOB like Putin and others, and we always have to worry about nuclear conflict, but the existential threat to humanity is climate." Biden also took aim at rival Donald Trump's comparison of himself to Alexei Navalny, saying if he had said that quote, "you'd all think I should be committed." The head of Boeing's troubled 737 MAX program has left the company. NPR's Joel Rose reports the leadership shakeup comes amid intense scrutiny of Boeing's quality control after a mid-air panel blowout last month.
Boeing executive Ed Clark, who was in charge of the 737 MAX program, is out. His departure was announced in a memo to the company's staff from the head of Boeing's commercial airplanes division. Boeing has faced tough questions about quality control after a door plug panel blew off a 737 MAX 9 jet in midair. Clark oversaw the factory in Renton, Washington, where that plane was assembled. It's part of a broader leadership shakeup at Boeing ahead of a planned meeting between CEO Dave Calhoun and Mike Whitaker, the head of the FAA. Whitaker traveled to Renton to tour the Boeing 737 plant and meet with FAA employees on the ground. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The interest rate setting arm of the Federal Reserve meets again next month. However, based on minutes released from the central bank's first meeting in January, market observers may have to wait a bit longer for any interest rate reductions. Fed policymakers said they're concerned about moving too fast to cut their benchmark interest rate. Only a couple of policymakers were worried about risks associated with keeping rates too high for too long. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow gained 48 points to close at 38,612. The S&P 500 was up 6 points. The Nasdaq lost 49 points today. You're listening to NPR. A bridge collapse in Pittsburgh more than 2 years ago was likely caused by inadequate inspections and insufficient oversight. That's according to federal regulators. Member station WESA Julia Zenkovich reports the findings are part of an investigation into the collapse of the Fern Hollow Bridge.
The investigation found that the city of Pittsburgh failed to repair and maintain the Fern Hollow Bridge. Steve Prouty is a senior structural engineer with the Office of Highway Safety who worked on the investigation.
Had it been properly maintained and things had been repaired properly and the rust had been prevented from getting worse, then it certainly would be expected to last many more years.
State and federal bodies with oversight also failed to act, the investigation also found. The investigation was presented to the National Transportation Safety Board on Wednesday. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has been asked to evaluate the effectiveness of changes made by Pittsburgh officials in response to the findings. For NPR News, I'm Julia Zankovich in Pittsburgh.
Prosecutors have launched their trial seeking accountability for the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during the shooting of the Western movie Rust. Actor Alex Baldwin, who was also a producer on the film, shot the cinematographer with what he thought was an unloaded prop gun. The trial focuses on weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who prosecutors say introduced live ammunition onto a set in a series of negligent acts. Her attorneys argue she is not to blame, pointing the finger instead at cost-cutting measures and dangerous understaffing. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 87 cents a barrel to $77.91 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.